Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, sir, just gone 8:40 Central African time, and alhamdulillah, that time of the morning, where we join our very own Ahmad Manzoor Sheikh Imam, the leader of the NFP, member of parliament, that is well-loved by everyone. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a little bit windy day, but a nice day in the city of Durban. I see there are a few people on the beach this morning, although your water does not look clean at all. Well, of course, we got up some good news. You know, last night the celebrations continued. Springboks doing it again for South Africa. So yes, indeed, proud moment for South Africa. Well, it cost us a lot of money, particularly the presidential jet landing. Also going in there. So we spent no cost, when we want to win the World Cup. But very importantly, the situation in Palestine is deteriorating, my brother. I mean, you know, as of yesterday, the figures were over 7,274 that have died. 3,131 of them were children and 1,818 women, which means almost 70, over 70 some odd percent are women and children that have been massacred. While the world, you know, just sits back and does absolutely nothing about it. You know, 1,350,000 people have been displaced, can you imagine? And yet, 41,000 houses have been demolished and destroyed. 97 schools have been damaged. 22 journalists have died. And nothing is touching any of the, you know, big role players in this all over the world. All those who've got the might, the power, the money, all the resources, got everything. Not even blinking an eye while the Palestinians are going through this. Can you imagine what a world we live in?
You know, many are saying, Ahmad.
Yes, I'm with you.
Many are saying that this is a battle for the gas fields and the oil fields of the world, and there's a new route that's being opened, and you know, they call it this route, the spice route, and that route. But you know, with India, Israel, U.S., and the Emiratis, and Turkey. Egypt and other countries are complicit in this, and to get the vision going through, they have to move out the Palestinians. I mean, how base this is, Ahmad. And you know, many are circulating clips on this of a young individual has highlighted this issue. What's your thoughts on that, Ahmad?
I think my thoughts are very deep, Brother Shafut, that we need to rise in every single country all over the world. Enough is enough. You can't have 2.2 billion Muslims and also some law-abiding Christians, the Jews, and many others in the world can't be sitting back and allowing these people to do as and what they please. Really, we cannot. And I think the question is, what do we do? How do we go about it? And when do we start? But clearly, I think, you know, if we cannot feel the pain of what the Palestinian people are going, blatant disregard for human, for life, by these major role players, including, like I know, Mufti AK always says, Allah must always reward him and give him more, you know, wisdom and direction to pass that knowledge, you know, that you can't even call these Muslim countries, you can't call them Islamic countries, they are sitting back there. You understand? They all see what we see, Brother Shepherd. They all hear what we hear. How come they can't hear the cries of the Palestinian people? How come they can't see the bloodshed that's taking place in Palestine? How come? How come they cannot see all the protests and, you know, picketing and everything that's taking place all over them? How come they can't see Allah's given them wisdom, given them everything? How come they can't see what these people are behind, what this is all about, but yet they want to collude with them? Sometimes we think these are Muslim countries, sometimes we think that they will do the right thing, but clearly they just don't care. They just don't care. Is it all about money and money and money? Have they forgotten that whatever you have doesn't belong to you? Have they forgotten that you are only here as a visitor, that someday you're going to have to go back and, and answer for your actions, that you sat back and watched your people being massacred and you did nothing about it. How long is that wealth going to last? How much wealth do you really want? How much do you really want? You know, if I have it my way, there'll be no armament industry in the world at all. No nuclear industry, no arms and ammunition could be manufactured anywhere in the world at all if you want a peaceful world. But until law-abiding citizens and countries come together, smell that coffee, and do what is in the best interest of people all over. I'm very disappointed, Brother Shafiq. Very disappointed that the likes of Russia, China, many others are also sitting back. All are sitting back and doing nothing about it. There's a few words that you throw here and they mean nothing. People are still dying every day. And what is worse, not only they are dying, there are those that are pumping in, giving them more and more arms and ammunition, more funding, giving them everything to continue going and destroying Gaza and destroying West Bank and everywhere else. Hey, I cannot understand it. Where is the humanity in us? Now, it is time for people to rise. Enough is enough. Just the talk is not going to take us anywhere. No, it's not going to take us anywhere. Yes, we can send some food aid. We can send, you know, medical stuff. We can send a few items here and there. But everything you're sending, they are destroying. Our people are dying of hunger. You know, the hospital, can you imagine you going out and blowing out a hospital? Hospital, can you imagine? What does it tell you? And yet, in our country and all over the world, you know, people are just sitting back and doing nothing about it. Can you imagine? Nothing. There are organizations like political parties in this country. Are you saying to me that political power, Brother Shepherd, it is so important just for that political power? You close your eyes to all the atrocities that are being committed. You close your ears to the cries of all those innocent people. Let's assume you don't like the Ummah. You don't like people, the Muslim community. But this is not the only Muslim community that is suffering as a result of this control and power and this greed and selfishness that many of these countries want. But yet there are people that we expect to serve our best interest in this country are colluding with them, supporting them. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I think the time has come for action. All over, starting in our country, I think it's more action rather than talk now. Enough is enough. We can't continue sitting back. And the power of the people will beat all the wealth you can have, all the resources, all the arms and ammunition. It's the power of the people that will bring the change. And I think the time has come, because enough is enough. How much more are we expected to sit and watch? It's even painful to open up a social media post. It's painful to even open up a position. That's how bad it is to me.
Ahmed, I hear you loud and clear this morning, and alhamdulillah, your passion is felt, your emotion, we can hear you, your empathy, your sympathy coming through loud and clear. And perhaps one of the countries that was most vociferous happens to be South Africa, from you know what the ANC said, perhaps you said it could be lip service, but even Julius Malema making a big sound about it. And then, on the other hand, we had certain people from this country, certain groupings, some Zionists from this country going and helping out with the IDF, and you know that needs to be investigated. I believe the numbers could be quite a few. And also, you know, when we talk about what's really happening around us, you know, you talk eloquently about nothing's being done, no one's doing anything about this. But alhamdulillah, a divine decree will ensure that truth prevails and falsehood perishes. But Ahmed, the important point that we have to make here is that, you know, when all this is going around, people are being, you know, people are being educated through social media, and the social media has done a lot of justice to what is happening there in Gaza. Injustice in this sense that the truth is being, you know, shown all over. And then you found that the Israelis cut off the internet and all these links. But Nur ala Nur, it was, I don't know how true this was, but Elon Musk that put up a satellite so it could have the Gazans. I don't know how true that is. But there's another scenario in our country. There's this female attorney, I think Horwitz or something, her name is from Norwood, and she's been targeting those Palestinian supporters in this country, by even in her part of the world, by spraying a water pistol on them with the paint. And what she's doing is targeting these cars. And now I believe a case has been opened, and anyone that had their cars tarnished by this woman should go to the Norwood police station and lay a criminal charge. Your thoughts on that, Ahmed?
Well, I think we should go one step further. She needs to be reported to the relevant authorities in the legal professional council. She needs to be, you know, if she's an attorney, that you need to report it, and she needs to be dealt with. She needs to be struck off for unlawful conduct. But more importantly, you know, and yes, I think I've read that, and I've seen that on Elon Musk, but I had the Israelis want to oppose that, you know, if that's the true version of what's happening. But again, I want to say, yes, social media is educating people. You know, social media is also having a devastating effect psychologically on millions of people when they have to look at these atrocities every single day. In fact, you've got posts coming in, I think, you know, a dozen every minute. That's how bad the situation is right now. But the question is, why is the people not being able to, you know, why is these so-called people who talk about democracy can't see exactly what is happening? And that is why I say, remember, the root cause of all this is politicians, Brother Shepard, politicians. Those few politicians in every country that are aiding and abetting Israel, okay, are the ones that control their countries. They hold the power, despite the fact that the people are the power. So the people in these countries must stand and rise. And there's an election coming in this country as well. I want our people to rise. There are parties and organizations that are supporting the Zionist state of Israel. We have people in our own community, amongst our ummah, that are part and parcel of these organizations. Have you heard any one of these people rise from those political parties and say anything? Or is it important that the salary that they get end of the month, the mercy of that same political party, is that what it is all about? Where is the iman in these people? Where is the humanity? Are these people, leave everybody else, Brother Sham. Where is these Muslim politicians in our country that are part of these Zionist organizations? Can they not see? Can they not hear? Can they not do anything? Are they afraid to rise against their own political party so that they lose their position? Is that what it is all about? Then our people want to still go and support these organizations? Still supporting but saying we must boycott something else? So why not boycott all these people and all these representatives of these political parties that are supporting apartheid, Zionist Israel? Why not do that? That's the route we need to go. And enough is enough talk. I think the time has come now for us to act. When a lawyer like that in Norwood decides to take action, you need to act against the two. You need to act. We cannot be such a large population all over the world, sit back and allow a handful of people to treat us in the manner that they are. And we're doing nothing about it. You think that pleases Allah, that we, with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, blessed us with knowledge, with wisdom, with guidance, with wealth, with the natural resource, everything you want. And we are allowing these people to walk all over us. So let's start in our country. Enough is enough. Let's start with all those people that belong to organizations that are aiding and abetting apartheid Israel. Let's start with them. Instead of saying, let's go and boycott some of these products, let's start boycotting these people too. That's what we need to do. Because they haven't said a word. They haven't said a word. And maybe they need to answer. I call on all the media houses. I call on all the media houses, Brother Shepherd, to start inviting these people. Start inviting them now to the media houses and put them on the air. Let them question and open that line. Let the people talk. Let the people tell them how they feel about their conduct while their own brothers and sisters are dying and being massacred in Palestine and other parts of the world. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Ahmed, I give you full marks there, and you know, it's important for us to identify, number one, the hypocrites in the house of Islam. I mean, these are the people that are causing us the most damage ever. And then, you know, they parade themselves with the photographs and, you know, they're in cahoots with the pharmaceuticals of this world and so forth. But they get entertained and there are groups of them that, you know, that hold very high positions in the house of Islam. But they are really letting us down left, right and center. That is besides the Muslim leadership that is around Gaza there. They have failed them miserably, no matter what they have said now, because initially they were all, you know, silent. They have done nothing. Now, because they're getting, you know, pressure from within, and the population is asking a leadership to be accountable, they're acting away, having rallies and so forth. But the killing fields of Gaza has not stopped, Ahmed.
So let me start off by saying that on the first issue of the IDF, that is part of my motion, and next week is that the motion will be tabled in Parliament, number one. Number two, on the issue of all these hypocrites who call themselves Muslim that belong to these organizations, Brother Shafat, I promise you, starting this week, every opportunity, I will take them on. I promise you, I will take each and every one on from everybody, not just those from the Muslim faith, but also those that call, if you are a good Christian, you will never allow what is happening. Go back to the Bible and you see exactly what it turned on and tell you. If you are a good human being, no matter what religion you belong to, you will not allow these things to happen. And I will make sure that I make that a point for debate and discussion starting this week, since we are going to be in a session all week. But the other thing is this, you know, you are right. It's a disgrace. The Ummah is a disgrace. It's really a disgrace if you look at the way they sit back and don't blink an eye. And some of them that we thought, we could rely on are the ones that are letting us down today, you know, because of their selfish reasons. This is what it is about. Now, there is an intention. Yes, you are correct. There's been gas mined in Gaza. They know they can't get the whole of Europe. It's not going to be able to get it from Russia. You know, they know these things. This is the plot and the plan. But what is wrong with a country in the Middle East like Saudi Arabia and many others? What is wrong with them, Brother Jafar? What is wrong with them? And are we going to continuously, that's the question I want to ask, go to Saudi Arabia, support that country? Yes, I know we have to go there. We don't have a choice. Yes, we have to go there. But what measures are we going to put to bring them to their knees too, before it is too late? Dancing, music, alcohol is the order of the day. Now you go further. And now in cahoots with the Israelis, with the Western world, for your own selfish reason, you're undermining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing what you're doing. And do you think you're going to last? No. You know, many done a lot of things, and it all came back eventually to them. And their day will come. Saudi Arabia's day will come. The only unfortunate thing is this, when it comes, we, many of us all over the world, will pay the price for it too. Because that is our holy land. And it's being thrown away to this Western way of living. Right now, he's just doing as and what he wants. But I'll tell you what our Muslim leaders will do. They put him on a pedestal. They put him on a pedestal. I can tell you now, even if he comes to this country, they will put him on a pedestal. They will. That's how bad the situation is. But what are we, the 2.2 billion people, fastest growing religion in the world, what are we going to do about it when a handful of people are dictating how the world must be run?
Yes, Ahmed, absolutely brilliant indeed. And, you know, you made a lot of valid points indeed. And perhaps before we let you go, your parting words this morning.
Well, you know, I think the time has come for us to sit down and ask ourselves, everything that we are doing to protect the Palestinians, is it working? Yes, it might be achieving some level of success, but it is achieving what we ultimately want to achieve. Or do we need to have a rethink and put in more measures even if they now have to be drastic measures. We cannot allow one person sitting in Norwood taking the law into our own hands and doing what she wants to do, only because we are fighting a just cause. I think more needs to be done, and like-minded people need to come together. And we need to also take action against all those people that belong to political formations in this country. All of them, we need to take action against them as well. It's an obligation on them, as far as I'm concerned, to defend the rights of Palestinians. They're not doing us a favor. If you call yourself a Muslim and you belong to an organization, it's not the organization that should be dictating to you. Your principles, your ethics, and your morals and your humanity must be dictating. And if you can't rise because you are worried about the salary you're going to get at the end of the month, or you'll be fired, then that's the choice, which comes from Allah. Allah provides, not those Zionist political parties. So I want to plead to our people, let's deal with all these people. Let's deal with all these people. And the best way to deal with this is to change the leadership. We need to have ethical and moral leaders, you know, humane leaders, to come in the forefront and take us forward, not just in this country, all over the world. That is what we need to do. We've got everything, but we have nothing when it comes to leadership. The leadership is available, but they're not part and parcel of the decision making. Make that choice. It's the only way we're going to make a better life for our people all over the world.
Ameen, Ahmad, Ameen, and Allah bless you for those kind words. And a very powerful words indeed. You have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.